Since I was last with you in December, I've been to India and back.
上次与你们在一起是 maybe November, right?
We are looking forward to this coming year as a year of training in India and mobilizing the church there to reach their own.
上次我跟你们在一起之后我去了印度我们现在盼望在新年里边我们可以能够激励在那边的基督徒让他们可以传福音
We have been grateful for your support and we encourage you as you think about it to pray for Colleen and for me and others who are preparing to go back and do the Kairos course in India
我们谢谢你为我们的谢谢你们为我们的祷告我们盼望着你们继续纪念我们当我们在印度要向他们来传讲抓紧时机为他们安排抓紧时机这个课程的时候宣教神学课程的时候再继续纪念我 Colleen 还有我们其他的同工
Now this morning I want us to start a journey together
今天早上我想让我们开始一个旅程
Through theFirst Sundays of the month in this year, we're going to journey through the Psalms.
以后我们在每一月的第一周，我们要一起来学习，一起来走诗篇这样的一个旅程。
Many people find the Psalms to be helpful and comforting.
很多人读诗篇都知道这对他们有帮助，而且安慰，带来安慰。
There are many people who even know some of the Psalms by memory.
有很多人可以把这诗篇背下来。
There may be some of you who could quote the 23rd Psalm right now.
你们中间可能很多人马上就可以把诗篇二十三篇背下来。
And we've gone constantly to these pages to find help.And refreshment.
我们经常到这些经文之中能够去寻求帮助寻求安慰
So the messages of these next few months will take us to different psalms
在下几个月我们的信息下几个月第一周的信息都会从诗篇而来
In the psalms we learn about every part of our life committed to God
在诗篇之中我们可以学习我们生命中每一部分都要献给主
In the Psalms you read of people who are sad
在诗篇中你可以读到中间有人伤心
Some are very depressed
有些人好像特别的忧郁
Some are frustrated
有人特别的气馁
Many of them are filled with joy and praise to God
有很多人充满了喜乐来赞美神
The Psalms call us to sing to the Lord and rejoice in Him.
诗篇呼召我们来向上帝歌唱，来因他喜乐。
So just about everything that a human being experiences can be found in the Psalms.
人类所经历的一切的这种情绪都可以在诗篇中找到。
Now, this morning we're going to begin with Psalm 1.
今天我们要看诗篇第一篇
That's a good place to begin, isn't it?
这是不是一个很好的应该开始的地方
We're going to begin at the beginning
我们要从最开始而开始
And the message this morning is about living the blessed life
今天早上的信息也就是活出祝福蒙福的生活
I wonder how many of you here this morningWould like to receive the blessings of God.
我不知道你们中间有多少人想得到上帝的祝福。
I surely would.
我肯定要。
And as I look back on my life, I see how often I have been blessed by God.
当我回首我自己的生命的时候，我就看到我多少次被上帝祝福。
The scriptures reveal to us that God wants to bless His children.
这圣经向我们表明，上帝是多么想来祝福他的儿女。
He wants you to be blessed.
他想让你得福。
And this first psalm tells us all about experiencing the blessings of God.
诗篇第一篇就告诉我们所有的如就是这个如何来经历上帝的祝福。
But the psalm also tells us about those who reject the blessing of God.
诗篇第一篇也同时来教导我们那些拒绝上帝祝福的人。
And the results of that rejection.
也让我们看到他们拒绝神的最终的结果。
Psalm 1.
诗篇第一篇。
I'm going to read it through and then we'll hear it in the Mandarin.
我们先听英语再听中文。
Blessed is the man who walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way with sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law does he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of the water that bringeth forth fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither. And whatsoever he does will prosper. But the wicked are not like that. They're not so.They're like the chaff which the wind blows away. Therefore, the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor the sinners in the assembly of the righteous. For the Lord watches over the life of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly will perish.
好，我们一起。如果你翻到读诗篇第一篇，我们是和合本。好，一二三，请。不从恶人的计谋，不占罪人的道路，不坐亵慢人的座位，唯喜爱耶和华的律法，昼夜思想，这人变为有福。他要像一棵树栽在溪水旁，按时后结果子，叶子也不枯干。凡他所做的，尽都顺利。恶人却不是这样，却像钢笔。因此，当审判的时候，恶人却站立不住。罪人在义人的会中也是如此，因为耶和华知道义人的道路，恶人的道路却必灭亡。
Let's take a moment and pray together.
让我们花点时间一同祷告。
Holy Spirit of God, be our teacher.
神的圣灵，求你做我们的老师。
All of us here have much to learn.
我们中间所有的人都有很多需要学习。
But the most important things are those that only you can teach us.
但是其中最重要的就唯有你才能教导我们。
Beyond human words, may we hear the voice of God.
在我们听到人的声音之外，让我们可以听到上帝的声音。
And may we respond the call of God upon our lives.
让我们可以能够对上帝对我们的呼召，生命的呼召，我们可以回应。
We pray it in the name of Jesus the Christ, our Savior. Amen.
我们奉我们救主耶稣基督的名祷告。Amen.
Now, God wants you to be blessed.
上帝希望你能够得到祝福。
Well, what does the word bless mean?
祝福这个词是什么意思呢？
Blessed is the man who doesn't walk in the counsel of the ungodly.
那蒙福的那位是不从恶人的计谋。
And if you move into the New Testament, you find Jesus using the word bless frequently.In the Sermon on the Mount.
如果你进到新约，你会发现耶稣基督多次在登山宝训中来用这个祝福、有福的这样的一个词。
The word blessed most often is translated as happy.
这个有福这个词很多时候被翻译成幸福。
Happy is the person who walks with the Lord.
就是这个与上帝同行的人是有福的。
Well, I have to confess, I don't like that translation.
我应该说，我不喜欢这种幸福这样的一个词，这样的一种翻译方式。
I don't think it's realistic to give people the idea that if they're a Christian, they'll always be happy.
我不想给人一种这种不现实的这种期待。如果你是基督徒，你就永远是很高兴。
If that's true, I've missed it somewhere along the way.
如果这是真的，好像我这一路上好像失去了很多。
Because there are certainly times I've not been happy.
因为这真的是有很多的时刻是我不高兴的时刻。
There are other ways, though, of translating this word.
还有其他的方式来翻译这个词。
The Hebrew word can also be translated straight.Or well ordered.
这个希伯来词还可以翻译成是笔直，也是或者说是很有规律，很有规律的。
Now there's a way in which if we learn to walk the straight path and our lives are well ordered, we will be tend to be happy.
如果我们能够走一条的正直的路，然后我们的生活都是井井有序，我们也会很高兴。
Of course, I like the word that Paul uses, the word joy.
但是我个人喜欢保罗所用那个字，也就是喜乐。
Because I believe at all times, regardless of what's happening, I can have the joy of the Lord within.
我知道无论是一种什么样的情况，不管我外在的情形是如何，我在我内心之中可以有主的喜乐。
And so the psalmist says, you can be well ordered, you can be filled with joy.
所以这个诗人就讲，你可以生命井井有序，你可以生命充满喜乐。
But God cautions us here.
但上帝警告我们。
He says, you're not going to be well ordered, walk straight, be full of joy if you listen to the counsel of the ungodly.
他说如果你要是来倾听那些不信神的不敬虔人的这种劝勉，你就没有办法真的是走得在笔直的道路上，生命井井有序而且充满喜乐。
Now,Colleen and I have a little office on the second floor of a house in the town of Reisterstown, Maryland.
Colleen 和我在马里兰 Reisters 这个小城镇有一个在二楼的一个办公室。
That's where we have all of our Kairos material.
这是在那里我们有我们那个宣教课程
plus,
抓紧时机所有的材料放在那里
plus several hundred books
还有几百本书
Now, we are one office but there are three others
我们是其中的一个办公室但那中间还有三个其他的办公室
And each of the other offices have a counselor
每一个办公室里边好像都有一位辅导
And regularly, people are coming and going to get counsel to help them with problems in their life.
所以人们常常来来去去，就是要让这些辅导们能够帮助他们解决生活中间的问题。
I feel like there's great value in that, don't you?
我觉得这个很有价值，你们觉得呢？
It's helpful that they can go somewhere with their burden and their conflicts and being able to work through them.
他们如果有什么负担、重担或者有什么矛盾，如果可以有一个地方有人可以帮助他们能解决这些问题，当然很好。
But this is not the counsel that the first psalm is talking about.
但是这个地方说到的这些辅导不是在这个诗篇一篇中间所说到的。
The counsel this psalm is talking about is the counsel of the world.
这个地方诗篇上所说的计谋所说的辅导是说的这个属于世界的这一切的这种概念。
A system of living that leaves God out.
就是这样的一种生活的这样的体系中间没有上帝。
So every time you turn on your television or pick up a magazine and there's an advertisement that's counseling you to spend your money in certain ways.
每次你打开电视或者是打开报纸的时候，那中间会有一些广告来向你，来帮助你能够认识如何能够花你的钱。
It's counseling you to see that owning or possessing certain things will give you status.
你在教导你在拥有一些东西的时候，就给你一些地位。
These clothes,
这些衣服,
this car,
这种车,
these cosmetics,
这些化妆品,
ah, and it's counseling you because our world system is dependent on an economy that has to have you spending constantly.
因为他们这样子来辅导你，这些教导你，因为我们这个世界有这样经济体系是依靠在，是依赖在你不停的花钱之上。
You see, all around us, we're getting counseling.
你看到在我们周围这所有的，经常我们会得到各样的辅导。
God says you want to be blessed.
上帝说，如果你要想蒙福
，You want to have the joy of the Lord.
如果你要想有主的喜乐。
You can't be listening to all that counseling from the world and feel good about yourself.
你不能够听所有这个世界的所有的这种辅导，能够自我感觉好。
Somebody says, if you want to be blessed, that's not the counsel you need.
你要想蒙福，那些所有的这些计谋、这些辅导、这些教导，不是你所需要的。
You need the counsel from the Word of God.
你需要从上帝的话语之中所给的帮助。
This is where you find an identity and a sense of worth that the world can't give you and can't take away.
在这个里边，你能够找到这个世界上所既不能给你，也无法拿走的这一切的你的身份，还有你一切的满足。
Then he says, "I don't want you to stand in the way with sinners."
然后他下面说的是，我不想让你站在罪人的道路上。
What is he asking us to do here?
在这个地方，他要我们做什么
？I believe he is asking us to determine that our closest fellowship will be within the community of believers.
我相信他在这个地方是要告诉我们，我们最最亲密的这样的一个交流的这个关系，应该是在这些信徒的这个家庭之中。
Now, Colleen and I have friends who are not followers of Christ.
Colleen, 我的太太和我们有很多不是基督徒的朋友。
As a matter of fact, Colleen and I have many family members who are not followers of Christ.
实际上 ，Colleen 和我，我们自己有很多家人都不是基督徒。
Do we spend time with these people?
我们会不会跟他们一起花时间
？Sure, we do.
是的，我们会。
But our intimate relationships are within the community of believers, where we can be built up.Rather than torn down.
但是我们亲密的这些关系应该是在这些信徒的这样的一个群体之中，在其中我们被建造，而不是被拉下。
There's another way of saying this.
还有另外一个办法可以如此说。
If you want to know the joy of the Lord, you're going to have to be careful of the company you keep.
你如果想认识上帝主的喜乐，你要特别小心你周围的伙伴们。
So he says.Blessed people don't take their counsel from the world.
所以我们说那些蒙福的人不会从这个世界来寻求教导。
And blessed people don't find intimacy among those who are apart from God.
那些蒙福的人他不会从那些根本都远离神的人那边找到亲密的这样的关系。
Then he says, I don't want you to sit in the seat of the scornful.
他然后说：“他说我不想让你坐在那些傲慢人的这种座位上。”
This is more difficult than it might appear to be.
这看起来好像特别的更加难做到。
You see, I know some very fine, wonderful, intelligent, well-educated people.
你们知道，我认识不少的很好的，真的是受过很好的教育的，很有知识的这样的一些人。
And in their very self-centered world, they make fun of God.
在他们那种极其自我中心的这个世界，他们来取笑上帝。
And they make fun of us. Who are followers of God.
他也同样是取笑那些追随上帝的人。
Come on, Jim. You don't believe that stuff about miracles, do you?
Jim, 你好像你不会相信那些所谓的神迹吧？
Come on, Jim. You're not one of these fundamental radical Christians, are you?
Jim, 你肯定不是那种基要派那种很极端的那些基督徒，是不是？
Of course, my answer is yes.
当然，我的回答我就是。
These are not evil people in the sense that they're out committing gross sin.
他们不是那种所谓的邪恶的人，也就是说，他们不是那在这个社会中间去有意识去犯那些很大的罪。
They may be very refined and well educated.
他们真的是好像是很优秀，受了很多教育的。
But they have no room for the miraculous.Or for the power of the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
但是他们的生命之中没有神迹的这个地方，也没有办法经历耶稣基督的这种复活的能力。
So God says, "I want to bless you."
上帝说，我要祝福你们。
I want you to be able to walk straight, well ordered, and have the joy of the Lord.
他说：“我想让你们走在正路上，而且井井有序，有主的喜乐。”
So don't take your counsel from the world.
所以不要听这个世界的教导。
Be careful of the company you keep.
要特别小心你自己周围与你同行的人。
Don't sit with those who scoff and make fun of God.
不要与那些真的是取笑上帝的、轻慢上帝的这些人同坐。
That's the negative side, but now we're going to learn the positive.
那些都是负面的，现在我们来看一些正面的。
He says these people who walk straight, well-ordered, and full of joy are those who delight in the law of the Lord.
他说这些走在直路上，而且井井有序，生命充满主的喜乐，是那些喜爱耶和华律法的人。
Now I have to confess,I don't always delight in the law.
我必须承认，我不是总是特别喜欢律法、法律。
Maybe I shouldn't tell you this.
我可能不应该告诉你们这下边的事情。
But when I'm driving down a beautiful, straight, four-lane highway and I see a speed limit of 55. I don't like it.
我应该告诉你，当我是开在一个非常漂亮的四道的这样的一个高速公路，当我看到上面说时速55英里的时候，我不是很高兴。
I don't delight in the speed law.
我很不喜欢那种时速控制。
I want to drive 65.
我想开到65英里。
Of course, I know I'm probably the only one here who feels that way.
可能我是我们在座的唯一的这样子想的人。
Maybe not.
也可能不是。
But when the scripture says he delights in the law, it's not talking about speed limits.
当他说到喜爱这个法律，或者中文翻译成律法，不是说是时速限制。
It's not even talking just about the Ten Commandments.
也不是指的这十诫，圣经中的十诫。
For the psalmist to refer to law, he's talking about all the teachings of God.
对诗篇，对诗人所说，当他说到律法法律的时候，是指所有上帝的这个教导。
He delights in these teachings.
他喜爱这些教导。
He knows that God has given us these teachings in order that we may be blessed.
他知道上帝给了我们这些教导是要让我们可以得到祝福。
God wants to bless you.
上帝是要来祝福你。
And he wants you to find the riches and the wealth that are found in his word.
他想让你看到在他自己话语中间的这一切的丰富，一切的财富。
Now, of course the psalmist didn't have the Bible.
我们知道当然这个诗人他没有圣经。
At that point they might have had, well, six or seven of the Old Testament books.
在那个时刻他们可能只有这个旧约中间大概有六本七本书而已。
But it was sufficient for them to know what God was calling them to do.
但这也是 让他们能够明白上帝呼召他们要做什么。
And they delighted in this word.
他们真是喜悦神的话语。
You see, they don't take the counsel of the world, they take the counsel of the Word of God.
他们不是在这个世界来寻求辅导，而是在上帝的话语中间得到帮助。
You say, well, is every problem that I'm going to have talked about here in the Bible?
你说，难道我自己所面临的一切的问题，圣经都有教导吗？
No.
不是这样的。
Plenty of problems you're going to have, you will find a verse related to it.
很多你所面临的问题，你在圣经中找不到那些经文真正和它直接有关。
But when you are in the Word of God and you delight in it, love it, you find the foundation for a life that can walk straight, be well ordered, and filled with joy.
当你爱主的话语，当你在专在其中、学在其中，当这些上帝的话语成为你自己生命的基础，你就可以真的是走在直路上，生命井井有序，心中有主的喜乐。
So the blessed person is in the world, but not of the world.
所以这个蒙福的人是活在这个世界上，但他不属于这个世界。
They have a different value system.
他们有不同的价值。价值体系。
They have a different concept of beauty and truth.
他们有不同的，有关于这种美丽还有真理的这样不同的标准。
Because their counsel comes from the Word of God.
因为他们的一切的这些辅导，一切的教导是来自主的话语。
Now they not only delight in the Word, but they meditate on the Word.
他不仅是喜爱主的话语，而且他昼夜思想、默想主的话语。
The word meditate in the Old Testament language means to mutter.
这个思想或者默想，意思就是说是在自己小声说话。
Well, years ago, I was ministering in Hong Kong.
在很多年之前，我在香港有服事。
And while I was there, they asked if I would like to go what was then called the New Territory.
在那个时候，我在那个地方，他们问我要不要去新界，那个时候叫新界。
I don't know if any of you are familiar with that.
我不知道你们中间对这个概念是不是清楚。
But it was the space between Hong Kong and the actual.Line of the country of China.
这是在香港还有在大陆之间的这样的一段。
And they said we will go to a Bible study.
他说我们要去参加一个圣经学习。
And we went to this big, tall apartment building made of cinder block and cement.
我们就到了一个真的是很高的水泥钢筋所建起来的这样的一个。大的这种住宅区。
And we gathered in a room shoulder to shoulder.
我们就进到一个房间，大家是肩并肩那样站着。
A room that should have held 10 people and there were 30.
那个房间本来应该只能装十个人，结果我们三十个人挤进去。
And someone was translating for me.
有人就为我来翻译。
And so the leader got up and said,Let's take a moment to look to the Word of God.
这个领袖就站起来说，我们花一点时间来看主的话语。
And I had an experience I'd never had before until that time.
那我有过这种经历，我有这些经历，我从来都没有过，直到这个时刻。
Everybody opened their Bible and they began to read.
每个人都打开他的圣经，然后一块来读。
Out loud.
大声来读。
And they were all reading from different places.
他们都是从在不同的地方读。
And I thought to myself, this must sound like Pentecost.
我说这个大概像是五旬节。
Because everyone was reading, not loud, but they were reading whatever passage of scripture they chose.
虽然每个人全在读，虽然不是很大声，但每个人就选他们自己想要的经文开始读。
There was muttering going on all around that room.
在这个中间就有小声的这种嘟嘟嘟嘟嘟这样的来读的这种，整个房间里全都是。
To meditate means more than just to.Quietly read some words. More than that,
就这个思想默想，不是说是很安静的来读一些话语，要远远超过这些。
It's eating or digesting the word.
就是说要吃，要来消化这些话语。
It's maybe finding that reading the Bible out loud helps you to understand better than reading it silently.
也就是当你能够大声开声读的时候，可以帮助你要比你自己很安静无声读要更加能够帮助。
It's a way of digesting the word of God into your system so it begins to become a part of the way you think.
也就是把主的话语能够消化在你的生命之中，然后这就成为你自己的整个思维。然后综合到你的思维之中。
Peterson, what's his first name? That Eugene Peterson wrote a book called, the name of it is Eat This Book.
Eugene Peterson 是一个传道人，是一个特别在灵修方面特别强，他就写了一本书的这个名字叫吃这本书。
Eugene Peterson is a great writer of many books about devotion and walking with God.
Eugene Peterson 是一个很优秀的关于写这种灵修的与神同行的这样的一位作者。
I looked at the title of that book and I said, "This is weird."
我看着他这个书的标题，我说这太奇怪了。
Eat this book.
吃这本书。
And he takes you into a process of digesting the word of God into your system.
他就带你能够进入这样的一个过程，把神的话语能够消化在你自己的体系之中。
Because that word in which you delight when eaten and digested is what keeps you on the straight path, well-ordered and full of joy.
这种喜悦神的话语，然后又把神的话语吃到自己肚中，又能够消化这一切的行为，就可以使我们走在直路上，生活井井有序，又有主的喜乐在我们心中。
Okay, here's a Bible quiz.
这是一个圣经的一个小测验。
What's the longest chapter in the Bible?
在圣经中间哪一章是最长的？
They know.
大家知道哈，诗篇一百一十九篇。
Psalm 119.
诗篇一百一十九篇。
Every verse, all 100 of the verses in 119, that's 176 verses. Every verse contains a reference to the command, the law, or the precepts.The teachings of God, every verse.
在119章中间有176句经文，所有的经文，每一句经文都跟上帝的话语、上帝的教导、上帝的律法、上帝的规则都有直接的关系。
Here are two verses I want you to get and I want you to memorize them.
中间有两句经文，我希望你能够听到，而且能把它背下来。
Psalm 119, verse 9.
诗篇一百一十九篇第九节。
How shall a young man keep his way pure? by taking heed or paying attention to the word of God.
119篇第9节，青年要如何保持纯洁呢？是要遵行你的话。
Delight in it, digest it, and it will help you to walk the straight path, well ordered and full of joy.
喜悦主的话语，能够消化主的话语，就帮助你能够走在直路上，能够井井有序，有主的喜乐。
If you've got your Bible open, go down just a couple of verses to verse 11.
如果你翻开你的圣经再往下走，走两节，在第十一节，119章第十一节。
I want you to memorize this verse.
我想让你把它背下来。
Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against you.
我们一块儿，我将你的话语藏在心里，免得我得罪你。
You see, delight in His Word and digest His Word, and you get yourself in the place where you can walk straight, well ordered, and full of joy.
你看，你喜悦他的话语，消化他的话语，你就可以走在，你可以到这样一种地步，就可以走在直路上，就可以生命井井有序，又有主的喜乐。
And then we come to a very powerful image.
然后我们就来到一个真的是非常有力的这样的一个图画。
This person who delights in the Lord, the truth of God's word.
这个人他喜悦主的话的真理。
And this person who digests and fills themselves with that word.
这个人他又能够消化，又让自己的生命被这个话语，上帝的话语所充满。
Shall be like a tree.Planted by the rivers of water.
它就会像一棵树栽在溪水旁。
That's a symbol of stability.
这是一个稳定的这样的一个标记。
That's a symbol of permanence.
这也是一个，这个也是一个恒定的这样的一个标记。
The winds come and the storms come, but that tree stands firm.
当这个风暴来的时候，这个树却是能够站立得稳。
Not only it stands firm, but it bears fruit.
不仅仅站立得稳，而且它能够结果实。
When my father came to this country from Italy,
当我自己的父亲从意大利来到这个国家的时候
，he brought with him a fig tree.
他就带了一棵这个无花果树。
Because in the area where he grew up, the hills were filled with olive trees, fig trees, and plum trees.
在他所住的那他成长，他原来在意大利成长的地方，到处都是无花果树、橄榄树，还有那种
Colleen and I visited my father's home this past year.
这个Colleen 和我自己太太，我们还在过去一年，我们去探访我父亲的家，这个老家。
Fruit everywhere.
到处都是树。
So Colleen and I went and we bought a fig tree.
我们就去买了一个无花果树。
Dug a hole.
挖了一个窟窿。
Put the tree in and packed the dirt.
然后就把树放进去，然后把土给压得实实的。
It didn't make it.
结果没活下来，死了。
So, a year later, for my birthday, Colleen presented me with another fig tree.
所以一年之后，在我生日的时候 ，Colleen 又送给我一棵另外一棵无花果树。
Dug the hole,
挖个窟窿，放进去。
Didn't make it.
又没活下来。
Well, you see, there are some things about fig trees you got to understand.
当你看到无花果树，你必须要了解它。
They can't handle this weather.
这种天气它们没法对付。
They die with this kind of freezing weather.
当这种一会儿最冷冻的这种天气，它们肯定就死掉了。
When we got to September, my father would go out to the fig tree.And he would wrap it around again and again, first with newspaper and then with roofing tar.
我爸爸是每年到这个时候，到九月份的时候就开始用，就用各种各样的办法来包他。首先是用报纸包，然后上面还用一些那种东西，什么什么东东把它盖住。
And then he put a bucket on top.
然后在上面还罩一个罐子。
That kept the water from getting inside.
这样子水就不会进到其中。
It looked like a rocket to be launched.
看起来好像一个火箭要准备发射掉了。
But he had to do that, or the tree would die.
他必须要这样做，否则这个树就死掉了。
You see, the tree is dependent on three or four things.
你看这个树，它一般是要依赖在大概三件或四件这个因素上。
Deep roots.
要有深深的根。
Plenty of sunshine.
要有足够的日光。
The nutrients in the soil.
在这个土壤之中要有足够的营养。
And the rain.
还要有水，雨水。
The psalmist says, "You're going to be like a tree." Planted by the rivers of water.
诗人说，你就将会成像一棵树栽在溪水旁。
In the Word of God, you have all the nutrients you need to grow strong in the Lord.
在上帝的话语之中，你就有足够的这些营养，可以在主耶稣里边强壮的茁壮成长。
To walk the straight path and have a well-ordered life.And to be full of joy.
可以走在直路上，能够生命井井有序，又有主的喜乐。
He says that has fruit, and the leaf does not wither.
他说它有果实，而且叶子也不枯干。
God wants to bless you, my friend.
朋友们，上帝想要祝福你们。
Because he goes on and says there's another group of people.
因为他会继续说，还有另外一批人。
These.Are the ungodly people?
这些是不敬畏神的人。
What's true of those who follow the Lord Jesus Christ is not true of the ungodly people.
那些对于追随耶稣基督的人所有的一切的这些一切的现实，是对那些不敬畏神的人，他们一点都不能经历到。
They have no option.
他没有其他的选择。
But to take the counsel of the world,
因为他们必须去在这个社会上寻求辅导，寻求教导。
Because they don't believe this word nor take it seriously,
因为他们不相信神的话语，不把神的话语当回事。
And the psalmist says they're like chaff which the wind blows away.
诗人这样说，他们就像糠秕，就被风来吹散。
Well.When the wheat comes in, the farmer goes out with what they call a winnowing stick.
当麦子来的时候，这些农民就开始用他们来打谷的这些东西过来。
And he throws the wheat up in the air, and when he does, the chaff, the unusable part, blows away.
当他们就把谷子像天上这样子甩，然后当风过来的时候，就把那些糠秕就给吹走。
Eventually, he winds up just having lots of wheat.
结果他们最后这个农民最后所有的都是一些麦子。
And the chaff over here will get burned up.
这些糠秕在旁边的最后就会被烧掉。
Now I want you to hear this.
我想请你来听这些。
Because you won't hear it in many churches nowadays.
因为在现在这个时刻，现在这个时代，你在很多教会是听不到这样的信息。
Preachers and congregations don't want to hear about judgment.
传道人还有教会里边的人不喜欢听到审判的信息。
Preachers and congregations don't want to hear about hell.
传道人还有教会中间的人不愿意听到地狱这样的信息。
We you see we're too sophisticated for that sort of thing.
我们实在是太有知识，那些事情真是没有必要去提。
But the Bible says those who live according to the counsel of the world.Stand in the way with sinners and sit with scoffers are going to be consumed, burned.
但是圣经诗篇是诗人如此说，那些寻求这个社会的这些教导，这些智慧的，与罪人站在一起的，坐在傲慢人的这种座位上的，他们最后是要被烧掉，是要经历审判。
John the Baptist said, "His winnowing fork is in his hand, and he will clear his threshing floor, gathering his wheat into the barn, and burning up the chaff with unquenchable fire."
使徒约翰是这样子讲，在马太福音。这个地方说，他说他手里拿着簸箕，要扬尽他的谷物，把麦子收在仓里，把糠用不灭的火烧尽。
And Jesus goes beyond that and says this.
耶稣在还更加讲了更多。
They will be sent to a place where the worm does not die, and the fire is unquenchable.
他说他们将会被送到一个地方，中间那些虫子不会死去，但是这个地狱中间的火是不会被熄灭的。
So the psalmist introduces us to two ways.
所以诗人这个时候来向我们显示两条道路。
The way of those who delight in the law of God.
那些第一是喜悦上帝话语的道路。
And who meditate upon that word.
那些是思想默想神的话语。
So they can walk a straight path, well ordered and full of joy.
所以他们就可以走在正直的路上，生命井井有序，充满主的喜乐。
But the ungodly will have no part of that.
但是那不敬虔的人就没有办法享受这一切。
And notice the word is ungodly.
你记得看到我们这个词说的是不敬虔的人。
They may be very nice and very polite.
他们可能是比较好像很比较好，但是又特别有礼貌。
They may even be very religious.
他们或许可能也觉得很有宗教性。
Well educated.
而且受了很多的教育。
Even wealthy.
而且很有钱。
But the ungodly live as though God makes no difference.
但这些不敬虔的人，他们活着好像上帝不能够给他们生命带来任何的改变。
Are you like that today?
你今天是不是这样的人？
No, your life is fine, but there's no place for God.
不，你的生活可能样样都好，但是没有神在其中。
I want toconclude by just posing some questions to you.
我想向你们来提出几个问题来作为我的结束。
This is a new year.
这是一个新的一年。
And it's a good time to stop and take an interview of your life.
是一个很好的时刻，可以停下来，来好好来检查你自己的生活。
Do you delight in the Word of God?
你喜悦神的话语吗？
Do you hunger and thirst after righteousness that you may be filled?
你是不是渴慕义，能够自己被充满？
Do you meditate upon his word?
你有没有默想思想主的话语？
That is, are you digesting this into your life so it's a part of the way you think and live?
你有没有思想主的话语，能够就消化主的话语在你的生命之中，就成为你自己思维行动规范的一方面。
Like the tall, strong tree,
就像那高大的强壮的树。
Is there fruit in your life?
你的生命中有没有果实？
Not just the fruit of the spirit, but the fruit that is born by your witnessing.For him.
不仅仅是圣灵所给的果实，而且由你自己见证，在这个世界上来做见证，所带来的见证福音这样的果实。
Are your roots deep so that you're drawing upon them and you're strong enough to withstand the storms of life?
你的生命的根深不深，让你能够真的是 能够在其中得到足够的营养，所以在生命的各样的风暴之中，你可以站立得稳。
If your answer is no, then my friend, you're like the chaff.
朋友，如果你的答案是不，那你就像这个糠一样。
No root.
你没有根。
No strength.
你没有力量。
No vital life.
你没有生命活泼的这个迹象。
And you need to turn to Jesus.
你要转向耶稣基督。
You need to allow him to do for you what you cannot do for yourself.
你要让耶稣基督来为你做你所不能做的。
Forgive all of your sins.
来让他来饶恕你一切的罪。
And bring you into the presence of the Father to have a full living relationship with God.
让他把你带到天父面前，让你和天父可以有一个真的活泼有盼望的这样的一个生命。
God wants to bless you.
上帝是要想祝福你。
He says, I want you to walk the straight path. I want you to have a well-ordered life, and I want you to be filled with joy.
他说，我想让你有走在一个笔直的路上，能够井井有序，有主的喜乐在你的生命之中。
But it can't happen until you humble yourself at the cross and acknowledge your sin and receive the gift of eternal life from God through His Son, Jesus Christ.
但这一切不能发生，唯有当你能够谦卑的，能够来到上帝，来到主耶稣基督的十字架前，能够承认他在十字架上为你所做的一切，承认自己是罪人，接受他为你而死，你才可以得到这样的一个永恒的生命。
That'd be a wonderful way to begin the new year.
这个会不会是一个来开始新年的一个很美好的一个这样的一步？
Let me pray with you.
让我来为您祷告。
Almighty God, I thank you for so many that gather.
全能神，我感谢你这么多人聚在一起。
You've brought them here for a reason.
你把他们带到这里是有原因的。
They may not even know that.
他们可能甚至不知道。
But they're here because your Holy Spirit is drawing them to you because you love them.
你把他们带到这里是因为你的自己的圣灵在吸引他们来到这里。
And you want to bless them.
所以你想祝福他们。
You want them to experience your love.
你想让他们经历你的爱。
Oh God, I pray.That there might be men and women, young people here this morning who would open their heart to you.
主，我祷告今天可以在我们中间男男女女、年轻人、长辈都可以把他们的心敞开在你的面前。
I'm praying a very simple prayer, receive you as Savior of their lives.
来做一个简单的祷告，来邀请你作为他们生命的救主。
Oh God, may they be introduced to the joy that comes.In knowing the Word of God.
主啊，真巴不得他们能够经历到因着认识你生命中间的喜乐。
Grant, Lord, as they open their heart and surrender themselves to you, they can become a tree planted by the living water of God, the Holy Spirit.
主啊，当他们能够接受你进到他们生命的时候，他们就像一个栽种在活水也就是圣灵的活水旁边的树。
And I pray for believers here who have drifted away.
我也为我们中间这些基督徒，他们真是被漂流而去，远离神。
Some of your followers who have become cold.
你们中间有些这些基督徒生命开始冷淡。
And they desperately need this morning to come anew to the foot of the cross.And reclaim for themselves the joy of knowing you.
他们真是非常非常需要再次来到你自己十字架前，能够重新得到他们在主耶稣基督里的这样的喜乐。
Have your way with us, O God, in the name of Jesus, I pray.
主啊，愿你掌管我们，奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。Amen. Amen.